Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello and welcome to the Morning Sports Briefing here on Wednesday, the 6th of January. Hope you're having a wonderful week, folks. In the news this morning, we'll be talking about the cricket with both the two test matches, what the New Zealand versus Pakistan and also South Africa versus Sri Lanka, to bring you up to date on over in the NBA. Steve Adams was in action with the Pelicans yesterday, so against the Pacers. We'll tell you the results of that one. We had the men's pairs final in the National Bowls competition with a new winner in that one. Then we've also got a new appointment for the Western Force in the rugby. Hi, I'm Paul, and I'll be your host this morning here on the Morning Sports Briefing, your best way to start the day up to speed with all of the important sports news. And let's kick off with that rugby news. And Tony Lewis, the CEO of Tasman for the past 7 years, winning two titles there, has been appointed the CEO of the Western Force. So congratulations to Tony. I had a chat with him just before Christmas, reviewing 2020, and we'll bring that. We'll come to you at 6 p.m. today. I'll post that interview up on Facebook, YouTube, and also on our podcast as well. That's right. You can listen to us on the go. To search for New Zealand Sports Radio on all your favourite podcatchers. A good appointment for the Western Force. Tony Lewis has done a great job at Tasman, turning them into title winners down there. He'll be a good addition to the Western Force. So congratulations to Tony on his new position. Moving on then to the bowls, and congratulations to Lance Pascoe and Jamie Hill, who've won the men's pairs title. They had a perfect tournament, winning all nine of their games, beating Mike Bradshaw and John Carruthers 19-6 in the final. This is Jamie Hill's fourth title. He had three successors in the fours, and this is his first pairs title, and this is the first title for Lance Pascoe. So congratulations, Lance, on your first title. Been in a few semis and a final before, but this is he's now landed it. His partner, Mandy Boyd, finished runners-up in the women's singles the day before, and she's a seven-times champion. So he says, yeah, at last he's got his championship as well. He understands that he's definitely the second-best bowls player in the household. So congratulations, Lance, on your title there. The women's pairs is taking place currently, and obviously we'll bring you up to speed with the results of that one over the coming days. Over in the NBA, and it was a tight game between the Pelicans and the Pacers. The Pacers took a two-point lead in the first quarter held that all the way through to the fourth quarter, with both the second and third quarters being drawn. The Pelicans pull it back in that last quarter, that took the game into overtime. In overtime, though, the Pacers won it 10-12 there to take their record to 5-2 for the season. So a disappointment there for Steve Adams, who had 8 rebounds and 10 points. They were led by Brandon Ingram, who racked up 31 points. Zion Williamson got a double-double, 10 rebounds, 24 points, as did Eric Bledsoe with 11 rebounds and 12 points. But that was not enough to beat the Pacers, who on the scoring side were led by Victor Oladipo with 25 points. They had two double-doubles. Malcolm Brogdon got 11 assists and 21 points as he ran the floor. Domantas Sabonis got 11 rebounds and scored 19 points for them. So that sees the Pelicans now on a 4-3 record, so 4 wins and 3 losses, sat 5th in the Western Conference. The Clippers, Suns and Lakers top the conference currently on 5-2, so just one game ahead of the Pelicans currently. Over on the Eastern side, and the 76ers lead the way on a 6-1 record after their win yesterday over the Hornets, 118-101. They're being led by Tobias Harris with 22 points in that one. So the 76ers setting the early pace in the NBA. The Pelicans will be back on the floor tomorrow at 2 p.m. Up against the Oklahoma Thunder. Again, Steve Adams' old team, obviously. So that happens tomorrow as the NBA are putting in stricter COVID policies after player tested positive. So players are now going to have to wear face masks on the bench as well and only take them off when they come on to the actual court itself. As the NBA try to contain and keep their season going. Over in the crickets South Africa, it was the second test between South Africa and Sri Lanka in day 3. Sri Lanka had been bowled out for 157 in their first innings, with South Africa putting up 302 in reply. Sri Lanka made a slightly better fist of it in their second innings, being led by their captain, Karunathane, with 103, leading the way. But he saw a bowled out for 211 in that one. The Indy taking 4 wickets after he'd taken none in the first innings, but took 4 wickets there in the second innings. As the bowlers shared out the 4 bowlers shared out the wickets. It was then the openers then saw off the target. So Aldon Makram scored 36 and Dean Elgar 31, so that South Africa won the game with 10 wickets and 2 days to spare in that one. Sri Lanka will then head home now to play England in their series, which is under doubt again because of COVID, all the England team getting retested, while South Africa will be heading off to Pakistan to play over there. Talking of Pakistan, they're currently in New Zealand, down in Christchurch for the second test. On day 1, Pakistan were bowled out for 297, New Zealand then took days 2 and 3 to rack up 659 for 6 declared. Kane Williamson leading the way there with 238. With a big stand with Henry Nicholls, who scored 157. They took the score from 3 for 71, where Pakistan has been quite happy, to 4 for 440. A record stand there between Williamson and Nicholls. Watling didn't stick around for very long, but Daryl Mitchell then scored 102, Carl Jameson put in a quick fire 30 off just 22 balls there to give the put the total up to 656. Pakistan, obviously, and now with needing or trailing by 354 currently, as they drop to 8-1, losing Shahin Masood for a duck in their reply. They really, off their 11 overs, they just scored 8 runs. Their 5 maidens for Southie, Trent Bolt got a couple, and Carl Jameson got a maiden, but also the wicket as well. A lot, obviously, 2 days worth of batting really for Pakistan if they're looking to save this test. A long way for them to go. As you all have listened to on Swinging from the Hip last week, they will need to at least play some shots. They can't go totally into their shells like they have done previously, as that really does put the pressure on. Do join us on Monday at 8 p.m. For Swing from the Hip. We'll go through all of the action from this test matches. Also, the Super Smash will be back on Friday. We have the Otago Sparks and Central Hinds, Otago Bolts and Central Stags there with 6 games over Friday, Saturday and Sunday that will be covered during that Swinging from the Hip on Monday evening. Also, last night we had the Driving Mall show where we did talk about Tony Luce's appointment to the force, as well as where the Lions might play with the COVID outbreaks in South Africa and the UK. The Lions tour to South Africa is under threat, and a number of suggestions have been made, including South Africa touring the UK. There's Lions playing France, all the Lions coming here over to New Zealand. So if you want to get the lowdown on all of that, then go and have a listen to the Driving Mall show where we discussed all that last night, which is where the Lions, British Irish Lions, might be playing. You are now up to speed with all of the important sports news. Have a wonderful day, and I'll catch you tomorrow at 7 a.m. for the morning sports briefing.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.